This is the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. People come from around the world to marvel at the giant redwood trees of Northern California. Now the original human occupants of the redwood country will take on a greater role in welcoming visitors. The Yurok tribe recently signed papers with the Redwood National and State Parks and Save the Redwoods League to put an old mill site in Oreck into tribal ownership within the next couple of years. Let's get the details on the use and ownership of the land, past and future. Our guest is Sam Hodder, president and CEO of Save the Redwoods League. Sam, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks so much, Jeffrey. I'm happy to be here.
Plenty of history at that site. How long since the mill closed down on that land?
The mill closed down in the early 2000s. So it was for decades the site where the old growth lumber coming out of what is now Redwood National and State Park, and candidly what is still commercial timberland that surrounds the park, the old growth coming off of those lands was milled right there at the Oreck mill site for decades until the late 90s, early 2000s, when it stopped being a viable operation and the mill was dismantled, leaving the 25-plus acre pavement pad right there on the edge of the town of Oreck and the southern edge of the Redwood National and State Park landscape, right where Redwood Creek and Prairie Creek come together. So that's a 125-acre property that Save the Redwoods League then bought after the mill had been removed back in 2013. So we've owned the property for almost 11 years now.
How big a lift was that financially for Save the Redwoods League?
Well, you know, we recognized that it was a really kind of a keystone property for the park and to add to the protected land base in the region. And for years, we assumed candidly that this was going to be part of the national park. And we've owned it and been managing it and stewarding it together with a community of stakeholders, local and regional stakeholders, about the restoration of the site and what would be the best long-term conservation vision for it. We spent close to $1.5 million, $2 million buying the property, and many more in our stewardship since then. And it was in really the past couple of years where our vision for the property really made much more sense the other way around. Instead of having the property owned by the National Park Service with rights to the Yurok tribe to access it for cultural purposes and for ceremony and to access the Yurok village site that we hope to build or the tribe hopes to build on the site as part of the interpretive experience as well as part of the cultural conservation. Instead of having that usual scenario where the feds own it with co-management and access rights to the tribe, we as partners got together, that is the Yurok Tribe, say the Redwoods League, Redwood National Park, and California State Parks, the four of us got together and said, what if we looked at this from the other side? What if we instead innovated a new approach to conserving our national and natural resources and our cultural heritage? What if this restoration project that is all about healing, it's about removing the pavement and remeandering the salmon stream and restoring the forest and floodplain and watershed and also restoring the cultural connection to this land? What if instead of that usual approach, we had those federal and state agencies supporting visitation and stewardship and restoration on tribally owned land, that this land be returned to the stewards of the indigenous community who have been living here for millennia. And that vision has really re-energized and redefined how we approach this specific project, but even more so, it's an opportunity to reimagine on a broader scale how we think about the stewardship of our natural and cultural resources.
Sam Hodder is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the president and CEO of Save the Redwoods League. We're talking about the eventual conveyance of land owned by the league over to the Yurok tribe, right there where the Redwood National and State Parks are in the neighborhood. So let's talk about the you mentioned it's a keystone piece of property. What makes it so important?
Well, it's a power spot, that's for sure. I mean, you can't, when you're standing on that site and looking out down the estuary towards the mouth of Redwood Creek at the Pacific Ocean, or whether you're looking up towards the old growth and towards Lady Bird Johnson Grove, which is just a remarkable feature of Redwood National and State Parks, or as you look at the network of trails that emanate from this spot. The California Coastal Trail is going to go right through the middle of this property, the full length of it. You think of the salmon streams represented by Redwood Creek and Prairie Creek that kind of abut this property on both sides, making the two sides of an equilateral triangle. Really the first redwoods you see when you're coming up from the south to enter Redwood National and State Park. This is the gateway to Redwood National and State Park. And it's also a critical cultural landscape as well. I'd encourage you to reach out to the Yurok tribe and learn more about the thousands of years of habitation and how this property and at the confluence of these two creeks have played such a significant role in Yurok ancestral territory across the millennia. This is a really important piece of ground. And this vision, I got to acknowledge for all the work that's been done to try and get to this place, this vision represents just a starting line. There's just a terrific amount of work to grow from this new collaboration in order to actually fulfill this long-term vision. But boy, we're ready to go. We're committed to making this happen. Our partners at the tribal, state, and federal level are committed to the nuances of this vision, and it's a really exciting moment in the evolution of this place.
Sam, what has been done on the mill site since Save the Redwoods League bought it? You mentioned 121 acres, mostly of pavement. Is all that pavement still there?
That's a great question, and the answer is bit by bit, acre by acre, we're peeling it back. And when I say we, I mean the Yurok tribe. So we have a whole coalition of partners from Caltrout to the California Coastal Conservancy to other federal state agencies that have aligned behind this effort of restoring the meander of Prairie Creek and removing the pavement from the floodplain. And to step back a little bit, Jeffrey, when 101 was built and the mill site was built, they channelized Prairie Creek, which is that critical riparian and anadromous fishery that winds up from the Pacific Ocean and into Prairie Creek State Park and up into the Redwood Forest. They channelized that stream, so it just runs like a gully.
It's like an irrigation ditch
along the highway. Exactly, which of course is not what the fish need. It's not what any of the habitat requirements of this incredible ecosystem require. So we've been working to engineer a remeander of that stream and to restore the floodplain and the off-channel rearing habitat for juvenile salmon, not to get too wonky, but from a fish lover's perspective, it is amazing to see what's happened on this site. We're in year three of a five-year restoration project, again, led by this coalition of partners, Caltrout, Coastal Conservancy, and others, but the work on the ground is being done by the Yurok Construction Corporation. So it is Yurok tribal members that have been doing the work of restoring this keystone property within their ancestral territory, peeling back the pavement, restoring the meander of the stream so that the salmon come back, that their rearing habitat is restored, that the floodplain is helping to create a climate buffer for the landscape, for the region and the community. It is incredible to see how this property is changing before our very eyes. There's still more to do. We've got still 10 acres of pavement to be removed. We are using all of the fill that we're pulling out of the stream corridor to create an opportunity for a parking area and a trailhead. There's a critical recreation piece to this vision as well, where people will be able to use this as their launching point into Redwood National and State Park from the south. So all of that is being designed into the earth movement. We're going to start together again with our partners. We're going to start with the public access components next year and really ensure that when we do pull all these pieces together, the transfer agreements, the co-management agreements, the necessary funding, and we do and are able to convey the property according to the vision, that it is really ready for this next phase of life, that the landscape is restored, that the habitat is coming back, that the fish and the elk are returning to this place, and so that the Yurok, as owners and stewards, can welcome the visiting public from around the world to an actively restoring landscape.
Sam Hodder is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the president and CEO of Save the Redwoods League, and we're talking about the eventual conveyance of the old mill site in Orrick into the hands of the Yurok tribe. So a couple of years down the road then, what's the checklist then of things that have to happen before that gets conveyed to the tribe?
Well, that's a great question, Jeffrey, and first off, we are really excited and proud of this vision, and it is the MOU, which is our kind of mutual commitment to this vision, is really worth the celebration. But we're also recognizing that the hard work lies ahead, and this is where we get kind of bring our expertise and collaboration and the trust that we've developed as a partnership to bear. So we have to explore ways to ensure long-term conservation of the natural resources of the property and ensure public access. We've got to build in the stewardship agreements to ensure that the restoration is cared for long-term, that there's a clear collaboration between the National Park Service, state parks, in supporting the tribe and their stewardship and in supporting the visitor experience on site. So all those agreements need to come into place, and the funding necessary for the partners to be successful that we hope to raise both publicly and privately. All of that lies ahead of us, but given the strong momentum and the strength of the vision and the trust that we've built among partners, this really is a strong project, and I look forward to more stories ahead as we start to build towards that success.
So we have about 2 minutes left. I just want to explore the name. It certainly had a name in the Yurok language, which sounds similar to Orrick. Is there any relation between those?
You know, that's a great question, and I would really recommend folks reach out to the Yurok tribe or do their own research online about the name Arau. That it is the name of the of this coming together of streams, of this site generally, which had a lot of active use over time. I really, again, don't want to speak for the tribe.
Sure.
I think the fact that this site is so rich in cultural history and the name was chosen by the Yurok tribe, it again speaks to our shared commitment of restoring the indigenous stewardship here.
And so, Sam, when will the conveyance happen, assuming everything goes right and the lawyers have all their part?
Look, we're looking to 2026. So we've got 2 years of collaborative work ahead of us to both complete the restoration and the public access work and to develop all of the agreements and necessary funding to make it happen.
And just in the last minute we have here, give us a sense of the overall state of Redwoods between people visiting parks and recent restoration work and climate change involved in there, too.
That's a great question. And, of course, I'm totally unbiased
right.
when it comes to the role the Redwoods play in this moment. Old-growth coast redwoods sequester more carbon per acre than any other forest in the world. So the protection of the old growth that we have left across the state and federal and tribal parks up and down the Redwood Range is absolutely critical. But candidly, there's opportunities to protect and restore a stronger balance and set that forest on a restoration trajectory so that the forest can again play that critical role in helping to bring balance. I think Tribal Chairman Joe James says it so well in the context of the Arau site, but I think it goes far beyond that. A healthy forest ecosystem, and particularly a healthy redwood ecosystem, helps to bring balance in sequestering carbon, in restoring salmon streams, in improving and enhancing water quality and quantity, enhancing our quality of life for those of us who live in the redwood region. Given that this is the forest that California, this doesn't grow anywhere else in the world other than California and a little bit into Oregon. So we have an incredible opportunity to invest in the protection and stewardship of the redwood forest now at a time of climate change. So it's especially as the state of California is thinking about investing in a climate bond, couldn't say There's no more important time for the governor and the legislature to bring forward a climate bond to invest in projects just like this one, so that the voters of California have the opportunity in November to dedicate resources to building our climate resilience.
All right, we'll keep our eyes open. There are always stories about the redwoods to be had, and this one is about the conveyance of that land at the old Oreck Mill site to the Yurok tribe eventually. Sam Hodder is the president and CEO of Save the Redwoods League. Thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thanks, everyone.
This is JPR. To be continued.